I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land in which this podcast is being recorded, the Gunai Kurnai Nation. I pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, especially those listening here today. Welcome to Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone, a lifestyle podcast that focuses on the outside of our zones as well as the inside of our homes. I'm your host, Alyssa Sutherland, designer, entrepreneur, self-development enthusiast, and your ultimate hype up sis. Come with me as I take you on an empowered and inspiring journey to build the life of your dreams. This is your safe space where you are supported, you are guided, and you know that you are more than capable of achieving everything you have always desired. So get comfortable with being uncomfortable, settle in for the ride. This is your life, and it's time to claim it. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone. I hope we are going well on this beautiful new week. I really hope that everyone enjoyed last week's double whammy episodes of not only did we have another special guest on, my beautiful friend Lise, to talk about her journey birthing the beautiful Joy Collective studio and collective gang that we have all established within there as well. We had to wrap it up, but there was so much more we wanted to share with you all, and there's so much in the works with her and I, so stay tuned. We're all about bringing the joy to collaborating, so we're super excited for what we have bubbling in our brains. And then of course it was the 8th of the 8th, Lionsgate Portal, such an intense time of the year, and I released my first ever meditation, which I really wasn't sure how it was going to go, but you know, that was outside my comfort zone to record that, and I hope that you listened and you didn't cringe and that you felt relaxed and you felt like you could imagine and dream. And I also released an ebook last week that is available on my website, all about manifesting, especially during the Lionsgate Portal. That might have been helpful for a few people who did purchase that to help manifest and work through limiting beliefs and create their dream life and vision board everything. So I'm excited for what's in store for the next 6 months. I hope everyone really did get super clear on their goals and what they want to achieve and what's coming, because that's what it was all about. In segue to that, today's episode I felt like is kind of a nice time to talk about this topic, because it is this feeling that you get when you're just about to get what you want. And it's a really beautiful grounding and a time for gratitude, to be honest. So today's episode is all about enjoying the process of the becoming. Now, if you're not really sure what that meant and you just thought, okay, I'm going to listen to this, but I have no idea what she's talking about, or what she's on about, or what this becoming is all about. Like I said, it's this moment right before you know you're getting the big thing, or you might not know, but you don't realize it at the time, that you're about to get exactly what you asked for, exactly what you wish for, something that you've been manifesting for so long, something that you've dreamt of for so long, something you've worked towards for so long. We just continue to show up so consistently and consecutively sometimes that we forget to stop and reflect, and we forget to stop and appreciate the moment that we have nothing right before we have everything. It's one of those things, like, you want to be able to get the thing, get to the point where you feel content, where you feel satisfied, where you've made that huge goal come true, but you can still be able to remember what it was like before you had that thing and just be fully present and grounded within that, because that's how you stay humble, first of all, but also it's how you realize how magical life is and how crazy it is how we can create our own lives. I've been on a journey for a few years getting, you know, through lots of obstacles and creating my business and creating a podcast and creating products and going in and out of jobs over the last several years and doing lots of self-discovery and living in different locations and really stepping outside my comfort zone. And I've achieved a lot of micro and major goals. A lot of the time I sit in anticipation of the next thing, itching for what's next. And I'm not just being grateful for the moment that I'm in. And I feel like a lot of people can relate to this, where it's like you struggle to be in the present moment because you're too fast forward. You're thinking about what's next. You're working towards what's next, or you're focusing so much on the past where you're like, I wish I could change that. If I didn't do that, if I didn't lose that, if I didn't change that, then I could still be there and I could still be safe. And I wouldn't be in this weird, unknown, confusing stage where I don't know what's going on. I don't know like how I feel about everything, like, or what's coming, or if something's going to work out or not work out. Like, it's that constant battle between then and what's to come, and we're not often just in the now. And I think the most powerful place to be is in the now, is in this moment. And a piece of advice I give to a lot of people who do experience anxiety is, if you're thinking about something that's previously happened or something that's in the future and has nothing to do with the moment that you're currently experiencing or the moment you're about to step into, if it has nothing to do with today, then why are you thinking about it? You actually don't know if you're ever going to experience that actual moment or that conspiracy theory that your brain is anticipating is going to happen, which 90% isn't likely. So I always say, if you are not actually about to experience that moment right now, it should be free from your mind. It should not be what you're thinking about. You should be thinking about what's going on right here, right now, what's in front of you. Look around, look up, look in front of you. Who's there? Who's in your present peripheral vision? Who should you actually be focusing on? Yourself, firstly, but also be present with the people that are around you. I catch myself out so often being like, oh fuck, I really am not here right now with that person, and I wish I could disconnect from everything else going on in my head and just be there. But sometimes it's really hard when we have a lot of things going on. So I'm also continuously working on this myself, but I wanted to talk about it because I want to share that this is a normal feeling to be constantly in a battle of your mind, of where you are in your head and where you are physically in the moment. For me, the becoming is a really beautiful feeling. As you build yourself and create yourself as you get older, you work through different levels. And I like to say, like, every year you go through a sort of different stage, especially, like, I'm going to be quite specific, but like in your 20s, I feel like you're really building your characteristics as a person. By the time you're in your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, you have solarity. Like, you know who you are, you know your personality, you know your values, you know your core values, you know what you, how you respect people and how you want to be respected, and you have boundaries, like built all those sorts of things as you get older. But I feel like your 20s is this moment of so much uncertainty, so much fear, so much responsibility starts getting put onto you, so much expectation, and we think we have to move so fast and we have to get things done and we have to have achieved things by certain ages. And it feels like you have to have done a lot of things in your 20s. You have to have figured out who you are. You have to have traveled to Europe. You have to have bought a beautiful car. You have to have bought a house. You have to have found your soulmate. You have to have had a child or had a wedding or gone to Bali or I don't even know, have an investment property, have a business, have a really successful job, be making over $100,000. Like, there's so much that you think you have to be doing in your 20s. Have to have gone to uni, have to have got a trade, have to have. And it's like, who the fuck says you have to do any of that? Obviously, you have to do something with your life. You're not here to slum and bum around, and we're definitely not here to attract anyone who does that. Like, this is, we're here to live, we're here to experience, we're not here to just exist, you know what I mean? Like, we're here to actually have a life that we feel fulfilled in and we feel inspired and creative and we can move and achieve and like experience what there is to experience. But it doesn't have to always be about work, and it doesn't always have to be about relationships, and it doesn't always have to be about money, and it doesn't always have to be about what everyone else thinks the fuck you should be doing. As long as you feel in alignment with yourself and with your life, then your decisions that you make and the things that you do is up to you. And what you define as successful, what you define as happiness, what you define as achievement is up to you. As long as you're working towards your core and your values and you're building your characteristics about yourself that feels valuable, then you must not worry about what anybody else is saying or doing or thinking of you. And if you are worrying about what other people are thinking about you, then you're still not in that present moment. Because trust me, there's not a day that I think about, I wonder what that person thinks of me. I wonder if that person's judging me. I wonder if there's people out there thinking this. I can't do that because people are going to think this of me. I can't tell you the last time I actually had that thought come to my head. And yeah, that's a pretty empowering place to be in. And I wish I could say to all of you and just wave a magic wand over your head and say, do not think about what anyone else is thinking of you. And I think the only way I've been able to learn that skill and to have that fully in my brain, instilled inside me, is because I know that the only people who judge you are the ones who envy you, the ones who are jealous of you, who are insecure, who are projecting that insecurity onto you, the doubt that they have within themselves onto you. You will never be judged by someone who's doing more than you, or who is more successful than you, who is making more money than you, who is happier than you, who is living their dream life, who is doing what they want to do, who is just being themselves and doesn't worry about what other people think. You'll never be judged by that person. Of course you won't, because they can see that you have potential to be so much more. You will only be judged by the people that are doing less than you, that are insecure, that do doubt themselves, that worry what other people are going to say and do and think. But that's because that's what they are still doing. They are still judging other people for what they do and say and think, because they haven't found peace within themselves. And once you get to that place of realization, then you simply do not worry about a single other person, and you only focus on putting your energy and putting yourself in a position to be around those people that are going to support you, who are doing more than you, or who are close enough to you to love and support and care for you, even if they aren't on your level, even if they aren't doing what you're doing. They love you and adore you, and they're probably people that have been in your life for a really long time, or maybe not, but they still want to support you and are inspired by you. So there's a close little knit of people that you really want to surround yourself with. And forever you need to expand and put yourself in a position to not be the most successful person in the room, to be around people that are going to inspire and empower you as well. So with that being said, when you get onto this trajectory where you are quite solid and you're on your train, you're building your characteristics, each year is a year of growth, is a year of blooming, is a year of discovery, finding yourself, finding your core values, building boundaries, just figuring out who the fuck you are, till they get to the point where you then think, okay, I've built my foundation. Now I really am becoming someone. I am becoming the person I've always wanted to be. And this is, the becoming isn't a, this is an evolution, you know what I mean? Like, this is becoming. It's, you're not going to have become, you are still forever evolving and becoming somebody, becoming that person, like you're becoming the thing, the life, everything. Can confidently say, yeah, I know who I am. I know who the fuck I am. I'm Alyssa Sutherland. You know what I mean? Like, do not fuck with me. At the same time, I can see a really clear future. I can see a really clear path. I can see who she is, who our next level is, what that life looks like. I dream of that life. I'm living my dream life as it is, but I can see the evolving. I can see the growth. I can see the becoming. It's exciting. It excites me to think about what is still ahead in my life, but it excites me to think about where I am right now, and to think I've lived this far with only this. You know what I mean? I've lived on this life, I'm on this earth for nearly 25 years, and I have survived this long without having this thing or that thing or being that or being this. So I can keep living like that. But I'm eager to have that thing. I'm eager to get that experience. I'm eager to be in that relationship. I'm eager to be living that dream life, in that dream place, be traveling to that dream location, to be working with this dream client, with this dream collaboration, doing this kind of event, speaking at this kind of thing, working in this kind of environment, owning this kind of car, building this kind of house, having this kind of family. I have it all there. The vision is all there. And without having the how or the why or the when or the exact details, I have the vision. I have the feeling of what that life feels like, because I'm becoming that feeling, and I'm magnetizing and attracting everything in my way one day lead me to each and every step along that journey. So when I think about that journey and I think about how nice it would be to one day have that life or have that thing, I focus on having what I have now, and I know that I have more right now than most people will ever even get. And so I think about how lucky I am and how grateful I am to be exactly where I am now. And if this was it, would I be happy? Would I be satisfied? And I would. I 100% am. I'm so proud of where I am right now. And I'm proud of where I was last year, and I'm proud of where I was the year before that. I'm proud of where I was when I was 20. I'm proud of where I was when I was 18. Everything, I look back with so much grace on my life and be like, Alyssa, I'm so proud of you. Every little growth journey you've been on, because that's where you were meant to be at that time of your life. you weren't meant to be any further, and you weren't meant to be any further back or far, like forward. Like, you were exactly where you were meant to be at that exact point of your life. That is your timeline. And that is exactly why you are where you are now, and you're not behind, you're not ahead. You are exactly where you are meant to be, with the people in your life, with the experiences in your life that are meant to be there right now. You cannot change that. You can control it, but you cannot change it. And that is something to find peace within, because it's like, you get to create your life, but you also can't rush, you can't change, you can't pivot if the opportunities aren't there. You know what I mean? Like, you're kind of just on this flow. I'm all about manifesting, obviously, and you can work towards that. But at the same time, the universe almost has a bit of control of when to put the key in the door and unlock it for you, based on you and how you create yourself and how you create the frequency that you operate from, to be open and ready for those opportunities. And I say it all the time, if you weren't ready, you wouldn't have that opportunity. So you don't have that opportunity because maybe you're not quite ready. The universe isn't saying no, it's just saying not yet. You've still got a lesson to learn. You've still got to work through this. You've still got to become that. You've got to build yourself, okay? You've still got to become. You're in the becoming. It will be right when it's the right timing. So I think I have a lot of trust in divine timing and trust in the process. And when things are going to work out, they will. You simply have to just believe in that, because in hindsight, you will look back one day and be like, okay, this is why it took this long, or this is why it worked out when it did, or I lost that, or that didn't work out because this was what was actually coming through. You just have to really operate in a surrender state, and it takes time to work towards that and be that. But something recently I've thought about is, like, you know, I have a lot of friends who are really in their becoming phase right now as well. They're building their foundations, and it really, really excites me. I think I've been, like, in the most humble way possible, a leader and an inspiration for a lot of my closest friends, for them to be inspired and empowered by what I do, and they support me so much, and I'm so incredibly lucky. Like, I can't fathom how lucky I am to have the friends that I have who support me and encourage me and feel proud of me and are proud to be my friend still and not find me too much or too crazy. Like, they accept me for who I am, they love me for who I am, and they are so fucking inspired by me. And it has proved that, because they have gone on to create themselves. And I said to one of the girls the other day, or recently, I said, I'm so proud of you and how close you are to getting what you've wanted for so long. You've talked about this for so long. Like, I'm actually emotional how proud I am of her. I was like, but I want you to remember one thing. I want you to remember where you are right now, because once this all happens and once it comes in, you forget who you were. You actually forget what your life was like before you had that thing, because then this becomes your life and you forget, oh, okay, I don't actually have all the freedom I have anymore. I don't actually have, you know, this or that, or I have other things. Like, it just becomes your life. Like, you're always, no matter where you are, what part of your life you're on, you're always still going to have things that stress you out, that are overwhelming, and that you, some days aren't good, and some days are hard, and some days you're worried about, is this the right thing? Am I doing the right thing? Even though you've manifested it and you've wanted it for so long, it's not, every day isn't fucking rainbows. You forget that the life you once, about the life you once had, like the stepping stone. And so I said to her, like, you need to enjoy this moment right before this happens, because this will be the last time that you're this person. It's almost like you have to grieve the loss of yourself, not grieve it, but you have to be like, I'm so proud of you. And I'm so happy for you, and you're about to get this thing, you're about to become this person, this is going to be your new life. You've dreamt for this for so long, but you have to part ways with your old self. You have to shed a skin. And I've had to do that so many times. I'm such a snake that I've shed so many skins throughout my life, and every time it is a bit of a grieving, it's a bit of a death of self, and might sound really weird to people who probably haven't done that as much, because they've become quite a stagnant person. For me, like, every time you shed, it might not happen straight away, but sometimes it's a month or months later or a year later, you have this moment of grief that hits you, and you're like, oh my god, I sometimes wish I could go back to that life. I sometimes wish I could, and I just wish none of this happened, and I could just be, it's almost, I do it often. Like, I honestly look back sometimes, I think, I wish I still was at uni and I just had no idea what was ahead of me yet, and I just was living my best life, and I was just 18 and 19 and having fun, and life was good, and I got to spend so much time with people I loved and felt so fucking free and didn't have these responsibilities and pressure, and I didn't know what it was like to have a full-time job. Sometimes I wish I could go back to that, and I feel like a lot of people can relate, like, to go back to uni and just live that free life, like, honestly, could do it in a heartbeat. And then I think when I got my first full-time job, I wish I could go back to that. And I wish I could be in that place. And I drive past that place and I think, oh my God, I just wish I still worked there. I wish things didn't change, or I wish things didn't happen the way that they did, because that really fucked me up and that really made it really hard for me and it really changed things. And I was on a good track and I was on the right journey and I knew what this was leading to, and I was making good money, and I was safe, and I was steady, and I knew what was happening all the time, and I was could handle it. But then it's like, well, if that all that stuff didn't change, Alyssa, you wouldn't be where you are today, and you're exactly who you are now. You're exactly who you're meant to be. You're happy and you're free, and you have this life that you were born to have, as much as you didn't think it, what, like, you could have that. You do. You have it. You've made it. Then when I think like that, I'm like, why the fuck would I ever change anything? Because if you go back and you wipe every mistake you've ever made, or change everything that didn't, like, that changed back to the way it was, you've, like, erased yourself. You've erased your identity and the mark you've made on the world. And you sometimes have to stop and think about the impact you've made on so many people along the way as well, just in life in general. The people you come across, the people you talk to in the street, who you say hello to on your morning walk. Like, your existence has made such an impact, and the choices you make every day to go somewhere, to do something, to talk to somebody, be someone, to dress like a certain way, to show up, your energy is so needed in this world and has impacted so many people silently as well as verbally and physically and magnetically, and you just have no idea. You have no idea. It's cool to think about, like, this is a tangent now, but, like, when you hear a song or you smell a smell or you see something and it reminds you of a person or a place, it's like, think about how many people see something, hear something, smell something, feel something, and they think of you. Like, you have no idea the tiny impact our souls have on this earth. And so today's episode, whilst it seems like a random chat, is basically to tell you that you need to just enjoy now. Enjoy exactly where you are, because you'll never be this young. You'll never be this free. You'll never be, like, this is your life right now for a reason. And you are about to step into something greater, something more aligned, something more powerful. You're really about to create yourself and become yourself and who you've been born on this earth to be. You're about to find your purpose. You're about to do something that you've dreamt of for so long. So close. You can almost touch it. You can almost reach it, but you have to enjoy the moment you are in right now. Be proud of yourself and give yourself the grace and give yourself the patience, because the moment will come, the thing will come, the penny will drop, and you'll be living in that dream life. But never forget where you have come from.